the hard shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
On Twitter. Now, the Car Rental Council of Ireland today, they've called for an 80% reduction in whiplash payouts. They say this would bring our compensation more in line with European neighbours. It comes, of course, as the Judicial Council is set to review personal injury award guidelines next month. But is a set reduction fair? Is it something we should be targeting? Stuart Gilhooly is a litigation solicitor, former president of the Law Society of Ireland. Stuart, you're very welcome to the show. What do you make of this call? Probably a stark figure, 80% reduction for whiplash specifically.
Yeah, I mean, Karen, it's unfortunately just added to another kind of the list of the chorus of opinions that we hear from various sections of our society who seem to have a view on what whiplash compensation should be. And in reality, it's not really anyone's decision other than the Judicial Council. The Judicial Council are made up of some of the most senior judges in the land, and they have been tasked with this job, which they've been spending quite a bit of time over the last 6 or 8 months looking into and investigating and researching. And they will make a decision which will be fair. They will, I'd imagine, reduce soft tissue injury compensation by some degree, but they'll also have to ensure that there is a big range, because soft tissue injuries, they come in various different forms and they affect people in various different ways. So to one person, you know, they may recover very quickly and be entitled to quite minor compensation. But to others, you know, they sometimes have lifetime pain and suffering from soft tissue injury. So it's simply there's this idea of a one size fits all approach, and we should reduce it by X or Y or Z. It doesn't work, and it's not fair. And that's why there has to be, a decision made which allows fairness and allows for a broader range to reflect the effect injuries can have on different people.
Yeah, and I think most people listening would accept that. Like, there are degrees of wrongdoing, there are degrees of injury as well. But then they'll wonder why we're so out of kilter with other European countries and even with the UK.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's kind of an assumption out there that that's the case for a start. Firstly, we do know that there is a different level in the UK because there has been studies have been carried out. But in fact, there's been no real studies carried out with Europe. I was on the Personal Injuries Commission that investigated this, and I can tell you that no studies were or no comparisons were carried out with Europe. However, you are correct to say the UK are much lower. But who is to say that they are right and we're wrong? Who's to say that their fairness, that their compensation is fairer than ours is? There has to be, I think, some sort of balance drawn. I think, if, for instance, you look at the North, which obviously is probably, I suppose you could say, in between us and the UK, although obviously they're part of the UK, but they do have a different compensation system. And their compensation system, I would think if you have a look at it, you can see it's probably in between where ours is. So, you know, there are different types of damages that apply in different places.
So they underpay, maybe?
I would certainly argue that they do. But again, you know, it's my opinion, in the same way that the Car Rental Council's opinion isn't relevant. It really is what's relevant is what the judges think. And I think they'll be fair. I think they have to be fair. And I think, but they will like to judge each case on its merits. I think that's really, really important.
Hey, you know, people listening will be kind of shouting at the radio. Of course he'd say that. Of course the solicitor thinks they're underpaying and the payouts should be more money in his pocket.
Yeah, I mean, people always say that. But again, ultimately, I operate within the system, and the system will pay whatever they think is fair. And that's what kind of comes back to my point, which is the judges will give fair compensation. And I think we've seen over the last probably 2 or 3 years, we've seen a lot of examples of judges who are very happy to dismiss cases where they find there's exaggeration or where they find that people are not being entirely truthful. That also, you'll also find that they're prepared to give low damages in cases where there are minor injuries. So I think there's been quite a sea change, and the Court of Appeal, which has been reducing awards for the last 4 or 5 years, and in fact it hasn't increased an award in I think 4 years, have been very much setting about changing the system. And I think any of those perceived unfairnesses in the past, I think you'll find they're on the way out anyway. So it's a system which is in fact correcting itself.
Yeah, but let me put two of the arguments that are generally made, I suppose, when we talk about this issue by people. And it's one is that when it comes to something like whiplash, yes, there are degrees of injury, but it can be very hard to disprove whiplash. It's just the nature of the injury. And it means that it can be difficult for the insurance industry then when they go to court. It means they're much more likely to settle unless they have quite clear evidence of a fraudulent claim. And we have seen cases, you're right, in court of, you know, photos being produced of people out playing golf when they're meant to be laid up in bed. But short of that, it's very difficult to disprove a level of soft tissue injury, which means you end up with much higher payouts than should be given.
Well, I think that's being, I think that's just generally being unfair on people, because certainly my experience of my clients and those that I see in the business, the vast majority tell the truth. And I also find that doctors are very good at determining who's telling the truth and who's not. I mean, I've seen very many difficult medical reports over the years, and you know the ones where you look at them and they're saying there's not too much wrong here, and they do not get much compensation. Doctors, I accept they don't always get it right, but the vast majority of cases they do, and the vast majority of people tell the truth. Most people in this country aren't fraudsters. Most people aren't liars. They find the idea of
but you know, is there not degrees of truth in the same way there are degrees of injury? And yes, you know, my neck's a bit sore, but you know, talk it up a little bit there. You're not exactly lying, but you're emphasizing the injury.
Yeah, again, my experience isn't that's what's happening. You know, a lot of people I find actually have been very much affected by what they've seen the last couple of years in terms of the adverse publicity. And in fact, you know, the vast majority of genuine claimants have been made feel as though they've done something wrong because they're actually making a genuine claim for a very sore neck and back they have. I mean, I've seen people, you know, on the other side of the spectrum who have come into my office and they are crying, literally crying, and they would do anything to go back to the day before their accident when they didn't have the accident, you know.
Stuart, listen, we appreciate your time. Stuart Gilhooly, litigation solicitor, former president of the Law Society. Moya Murdoch is on the line as well. She is the CEO of Insurance Ireland. And Moya, I know you were listening to Stuart there. Like, what do you make, first of all, of this call today from one one body, the Car Rental Council of Ireland, an 80% across the board reduction in whiplash payouts?
I did indeed, Kieran, hear that. And I suppose really, first of all, 80% sounds a significant reduction. But if you put the shoe in the other foot and said we're calling for a 400% increase in award quantum, which is effectively what we have in this country, I think there would be a national outcry. And that's the problem here. The quantum of awards in this country are 4.5 times our nearest neighbours for the same type of injuries, the same type of collisions. And really, that's a real problem, and that's a real driver for the cost of insurance. And I think 80% of a reduction would only be looking at bringing us into line with other European neighbours.
Let me ask you, would it still be
a fair settlement of a genuine compensation case?
Let me ask you two things there I want to pick up on. One, and they're both points made by Stuart Gilhooly, the solicitor who was just on with us. He said, you know, we're not that much higher than other parts of Europe. Certainly, he says that argument is there's exaggeration goes on. And he thinks in the UK they underpay. That yes, it looks bad when you compare ours to theirs. They should actually be paying out more compensation.
Well, I don't agree with that. And I do think we are the outlier. We are definitely much higher than any of our near neighbours. European premiums are European awards are much lower. In some countries, minor injuries don't even meet the threshold for compensation. And that's reflected in premiums then. So I would disagree. I don't believe there's anything underpaid in either the North or in the UK. Mm. And I think if there is a particular case that needs particular consideration, then we do have the courts to do that, and we will trust the judges to consider each case, but we do need guidelines, and guidelines that reflect the fair compensation for an injury. And at the moment we don't have that, and that's why we are really looking towards the judicial review delivering real change in this space.
Do you believe that the biggest problem here is that the awards are too generous, or that, and the argument I put to Stuart Gilhooly, that people are too, there's too much encouragement to exaggerate injury?
Well, I think there's certainly an issue in the exaggeration. People do encounter incidents and have unfortunate mishaps, and that's what insurance is there for. However, the size of the quantum of award makes it attractive, and it encourages people to take a punt on a claim. Mm. Just like, how many times do you hear of people having a small prang on their car, their own fault completely, You put up with it. You have a scratch on the bumper. You wouldn't for a second think of bringing a claim. But if someone else does that and it's a pure accident, there's not much damage done, the first thing that happens is they go for a claim, and that has to be driven. We have to accept that it's being driven by the potential prize at the end of that process.
Yeah.
And then people are also prone to exaggerate it when they can see that there is significant benefit in awards if they do try to take a claim. And, you know, we need to address that.
Yeah.
I am certainly not saying that genuine cases shouldn't be handled, but we have PIAB for that. We can certainly reduce the cost of a claim by going through PIAB, but equally, if the quantum of award coming out via the PIAB process or the courts process is reflective of the inconvenience suffered, then I think you'll get a lot more genuine cases and a lot less chancers.
Moya Murdoch, the CEO of Insurance Ireland. Moya, thanks for your time. Stuart Gilhooley, the solicitor, was our guest a few moments ago on this as well. People already texting in on 53106. I promise I'll get to some of your texts in just a few minutes' time when I'll also speak.